In this year's Democratic primary, several candidates have made action on climate change a major part of their campaign. This time around, Democrats think it could be a winning issue for them in the general election. NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports they're also more comfortable using it to draw distinctions between each other.
This past weekend, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders accepted the endorsement of the international environmental group Friends of the Earth. He used the opportunity to take a swing at an opponent.
It makes no sense to me to have candidates come forward and say, well, I'm concerned about climate change, but I just don't know where I am on Keystone Pipeline. If you're concerned about climate change, you have got to be against the excavation and transportation of some of the dirtiest fossil fuel on Earth. Say no to the Keystone XL pipeline.
This is an implicit jab at former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
This is President Obama's decision.
The week before, at a town hall in Nashua, she dodged the question of whether she would support the Keystone pipeline.
So I want to wait and see what he and Secretary Kerry decide. If it's undecided when I become president, I will answer your question.
Environmental policy is one area where we're starting to see daylight between the Democratic candidates for president. On one end, you've got former Governor of Maryland Martin O'Malley, who has an aggressive goal of powering America's electric grid entirely with clean energy, solar, wind, and other sources, by 2050.
I believe that the challenge presented by climate change is the biggest business opportunity to come to the United States of America in 100 years.
On the other end is former Senator from Virginia, Jim Webb. Ryan Kornowski, an editor with the pro-environment, climate-focused news blog Climate Progress, notes Webb hasn't been talking about the climate, but he's got a voting record that's not likely to appeal to the environmentally minded.
He's not sure that the Clean Air Act should be used to regulate carbon dioxide. He's been a big advocate for fossil fuel extraction. He wanted to approve the Keystone XL pipeline.
Somewhere in the middle is former governor of Rhode Island, Lincoln Chafee, who Kornowski says simply has not been talking much about climate. Bernie Sanders advocates for many policies most favored by climate hawks, for instance, a tax on carbon emissions. Clinton recently put forward a renewable energy plan that's been well received, but has not talked as explicitly about fossil fuel extraction, among other energy issues. The political strategy in a primary is simple. Candidates try to appeal to liberal voters who will turn out for the primary while not alienating the general electorate. John Krosnick is a Stanford political scientist who has argued that environmental issues are actually a winner, both among hardcore Democrats and the general public.
Because independents are very much like Democrats on this issue, that there's nothing to be lost in terms of the independents by Democratic candidates taking a green position during the primary.
The polling seems to back that up. For instance, just this week, a poll by left-leaning Public Policy Polling, paid for by a collaboration of environmental groups, found 69% of New Hampshire voters would be less likely to support a candidate who opposes regulating carbon emissions. Numbers like that are what have got candidates talking. And it's quite a reversal from the 2012 election, when President Obama largely avoided talking about global warming. Professor Krosnick says after the catastrophic failure of a sweeping bill that would have regulated carbon emissions in 2009, Democrats shifted away from climate as a campaign issue. But now, he says, campaigns are increasingly seeing an opportunity.
You want to somehow make yourself out to be more green than the next green Democrat.
Which is exactly what's happening out on the campaign trail.
Hey guys, is climate change an important issue?
Yeah!
Thank you.
This is how Sanders responded to a question from a BuzzFeed reporter that suggested that focusing on climate was a waste of time electorally.
When we are fighting to save the planet for our kids and our grandchildren, all right? So it doesn't matter to me what it polls.
It might not matter to Sanders, but regardless, this year, it's not a bad strategy either. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.